This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
There have been a variety of proposals.
All right, now to the NFL, where your Seahawks, my Seahawks, our Seahawks.
Yes.
They won a game.
That's a monster game. I really thought that was their season.
It was a big one.
I thought with the Niners and theirs against Green Bay and then Seattle against Arizona, we said going into it, those to me were pivot games that determine where your season goes. And one failed miserably. And the other one, I think, leaves you with a lot of hope and faith that this Seattle team can be the team that I thought they were going into the year, which was a playoff team.
Yeah. Yes, huge win.
You're like,
Well, I can't figure out if they're good. I continue to watch them and go, yeah. I see signs, and then I watch Geno, and I'm like, oh, no, he gave it to the other team again.
Yeah, it was another bad pick.
Yes, yeah. And it's things like that, and their offensive line issues. Look, their defense was really good yesterday.
Yes.
They gave it to Kyler Murray. They made him look, I mean, if Arizona could do anything offensively, they could have gotten out of there with a win.
And I was surprised because Kyler Murray in that offense, especially them running the ball, they had been really effective. And this Seattle team all year has been dreadful stopping the run.
And that's why I think
they held them to 49 yards rushing.
Yeah, that's why I think that sometimes I look at Seattle and go, man, that they're good. And then other times I look at them and go, God, they're not very good.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's what I'll say about Seattle. I have long been a defender of Geno Smith, but I'll admit, this is his worst run since he's been in Seattle. He is not playing up to his capabilities. And yes, the O-line has been a major, major issue, and I don't think it's all on Geno Smith. But some of the mistakes that he's been making this year are inexcusable for a player that, one, we've seen have a really high ceiling and has this much experience. So I still like Geno. I still believe in Geno. I think when Geno at his best, I believe, is a top 13, 12-ish quarterback in the league, bordering on top 10. But he can't keep making these sorts of stupid decisions. The O-line is getting better. It's not great. It's trending in the right direction. But what gives me hope that Seattle can be the team that I thought they were, one, this division is very, very average. I don't think there's an exceptional team in the division, including the Seattle Seahawks. But Mike McDonald, I just think this defense has taken some time to come around. One, injuries. The defensive line is finally healthy, and you can give you multiple looks. Leonard Williams was an absolute monster. And you're getting guys like Draymond Jones now that you can play different fronts. You can and Murphy's healthy, and then you got Mafe on the outside. This is a unit that can play big, they can play small, and finally they're healthy. I think that you've replaced both of your starting linebackers. Let's not forget that you have a complete, and Ernest Jones is really been a key cog for this. Remember when Roquan Smith came over to Baltimore and got plugged into that McDonald defense, the Ravens defense went from good to great. I'm not saying Ernest Jones is Roquan Smith, but he has made a big impact there. And I think finally some of these guys, even in the back half, you replace one of your corners. Now Job is playing real well on the outside. And I think you just have a unit now that's finally getting used to Mike McDonald's scheme. And I think you're seeing this defense round into form. And if this team ends up winning this division and being a playoff team, Geno Smith, it will be because he stops turning the ball over. The offensive line play will improve with Abe Lucas out there in the center, but it will be because this defense is starting to really become a nasty Mike McDonald defense.
I just don't know.
And that's what I like.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, their defense was really good yesterday. He's a defensive guy. And so that you can see his stamp on that defense and John Schneider's too. Like, yeah. 'Cause like you said, they've made a couple of moves here. But offensively,
I know.
Dude,
I know.
Geno, I'm sorry. You said at his best. He's never at his best.
And
the reason he's not at his best is because he's Geno Smith. This is what quarterbacks like him do. They get thrown off of their game too easily. No. And he just cannot. I would rather have a guy. So what's his? Let me see his turnover. Give me his tutty to interception ratio, will you?
This year it's not great. It's 12 to 12.
Okay, right there.
Yeah.
Give me a guy that can throw 10 touchdowns but have the three picks.
Yeah.
You know, a guy who's a little bit more limited arm-wise but will make the right play and not just throw it directly to the other team at the worst possible time. And they are going nowhere with him.
But I'm saying the last 2 years, 20-9 and 30-11, I get it.
But what I'm saying, though, is I understand everything you're saying about Geno. Geno, maybe a little higher upside than or at his best is better than some other quarterbacks we have lumped in with him.
Yes.
But that, it's not there enough. This is what inconsistent or mediocre quarterbacks are, is that, yes, they have the ceiling, and that's why they're starters, but they never hit it or rarely hit it, particularly against good teams or in the playoffs, and so you're not going anywhere with them.
I just need him to stop.
But he won't.
But he has.
He won't.
I think part of this is this year, the offensive line, it's not arguably. All year, it has been one of, along with the New England Patriots, it has been one of the worst, if not the worst, offensive line, period. And this is where I will defend you on your Geno Smith blasphemy.
It's hate.
It's your Geno Smith hate.
He's not good.
And I just couldn't disagree more with that. What Geno Smith is Geno Smith is not good enough to overcome horrid or probably even mediocre O-line play, because he's a pocket quarterback. And when you give Geno time, like they did in Atlanta, Geno Smith will carve you up. The problem is that when you don't give me a sustained run game, when we can't work play action and you force Geno off his spot and you make him uncomfortable, we're seeing really, really bad decisions. And I just, every time I watch him play, it's like you can see it in his face. He's like, stop doing that. And he hasn't done it for 2 years. There is a regression here. And when I look at it, I think, why is the regression? And I still go back to 2.6 yards per carry. And the guy is under pressure at one of the highest and the quickest rates of any quarterback in the NFL. And you're right. And that if that doesn't improve, then maybe the good there, Geno that I like right ever comes out.
Right there. Bingo. You just nailed it. The thing about it is you are asking for a perfect scenario for him to flourish. They do not have a perfect scenario, and most teams never do. And so by that I mean offensive line and protection and everything. Yeah. When Geno gets rushed because the offensive line is so porous,
yeah,
he actually does make some play. Like he runs around and actually makes some,
yes,
some drive-saving plays.
Yep.
The problem with that is that will not change because their offensive line isn't changing. Yeah. So it's not going to get any better. So he is going to continue to have to try to make these plays. Well, when he tries to make those plays and he can make 60% of them, the other 40% or 20% or whatever percentage you want to put on it are atrocious.
Yeah.
And it absolutely kills you.
It's bad.
So the only way I want that guy as my quarterback is if I have the perfect scenario around him, which is one of the strongest offensive lines in the league and a great run game and weapons on the outside. They don't have that.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get the Geno that you want. That's Geno Smith. I just think there are other guys, when you have a situation like the Seahawks situation offensively, I think there are other quarterbacks that would complement that a little bit better,
yeah,
and turn it over less and give you a better chance to win or steal a playoff game. Look, they're not going to win a Super Bowl with that offensive line.
No.
But he just, it, you can see it coming, man.
I would like to see Seattle.
He's going
to
blow it.
I would like to see them bolster the offensive line and give Geno another crack at this in the offseason. And I do think they can win this division, because I think the Niners are going nowhere. I think their season is done. I think they're cooked. The Rams, I, again, that one of the more disappointing teams, because largely they are healthy now and that they continue to disappoint. And then Arizona, most people thought Arizona was the best team in this division, and Seattle just beat them 16-6 and could have beat them more than that if not for the horrible Geno Smith interception there. So when I look at it, and I'm Seattle, and I ask myself, why not us? Now, you're right. With this O-line, you're not winning a Super Bowl, but when I look at their next game, the Jets at the Cardinals, who you just beat, Green Bay, Minnesota, that's tough, but if you get a split there and then you finish up with the Bears and the Rams, the Seahawks can win this division.
Well,
the Seahawks can absolutely win this division.
I mean, I don't disagree with that, but who cares if you can't take advantage of that? I mean, look, not who cares. It's important to go to the playoffs. That would be good.
Yeah.
They have the bones of a good team, but I just, they've got flaws that are going, we all know what their flaws are, and their flaws are going to kill them eventually.
I just love the way that this defense right here, if I'm a Seahawks fan, this defense right now and the way it's playing and the way your corners are playing, the way Witherspoon is coming around, and mostly this defensive front, and Ernest Jones has been, and give Schneider credit for saying, hey, the two linebackers we brought in this year to be our guys suck. Get him the hell out of here. Promote one of the young guys. Go get Ernest Jones. Bring him in. And all of a sudden, this defense looks like the defense that we thought it was going to look like. That gives you excitement. That's what to be excited about. But God, their offensive line is just blech.
Yeah. Well, okay. So on one side of the ball, they're good. On the other side of the ball, they're not.
Yeah.
Are they a good team?
They're okay.
Yes.
They can win their division.
They're a good team.
Yeah.
But
I'll tell you what, in the offseason, though, there is going to be a big conversation of what do you do?
That quarterback, you mean?
Well, here's the thing. You go into this offseason, it's a lot easier to bolster an offensive line than it is to find a quarterback. So do you continue to ride the Geno Smith thing and try to pull a Baker Mayfield, try to pull a Sam Darnold, try to do the last 2 years what you've done with Geno Smith and say, like what Carolina did in the offseason. Carolina went and actually built a pretty good offensive line. You can find two guys to come in here under your cap space and put in the interior line and be like, hey, all of a sudden our O-line can be pretty good, but then you're relying on Geno. Or do you just say, even though we have a defense and some other pieces like at wide receiver and a running back that we feel pretty good about, do you flush the whole thing and say, we have to find a quarterback? Because if you get rid of Geno Smith, I ask you, where do you go?
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking about
Sam Darnold.
Well, no, I mean,
it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's just you already have your Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is why John Schneider gets paid a lot of money. Like, the draft would be the first place I would look, but it sounds like this maybe isn't the greatest quarterback draft.
Not what people are saying. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds pretty weak. And relying on rookie quarterbacks is tough.
I mean, outside of that, I'd have to look at the free agent list. What about Russell Wilson? Could they go trade for Russell Wilson?
Justin Fields might be available.
Okay, well, yeah, see, that doesn't give you... So if you're going to replace... For everything I said about Geno,
yeah,
if you're going to replace him, it needs to be an obvious upgrade.
Yeah.
And nobody we've mentioned yet is.
No.
So therefore... And again, if you shore up the offensive line, you do have Kenneth Walker, you do have DK Metcalf, you have some other pieces. It's like Geno can be okay in that, you know, if you can be better if they do that, but... Outside of that, I don't know. I mean, Daniel Jones is out there.
I've got a list of guys who are free agents in 2025. Yeah.
Who do we have?
Sam Darnold, no. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Jacoby Brissett, Taylor Heineke, Marcus Mariota, Drew Locke, Jarrett Stidham, Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, Mac Jones, Carson Wentz, Jimmy Garoppolo, Case Keenum, and then you really start falling off.
Okay. Well, there were some names in there of guys that are intriguing. I wouldn't say that they're over the moon better than Geno Smith, but maybe they would fit better than Geno Smith because they won't turn it over as much. I mean, there are those guys out there, like the Brissettes.
Yeah.
And the,
see, I only heard one thing on that list.
Being a man of increase?
Yeah, but he turns it
I'm
over,
joking.
Too.
I'm just saying, Geno Smith is so much better than Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, again, I'm not saying he's not. What I am saying is, a better game manager who does not turn the ball over is better for Seattle than Geno Smith if you're going to make him run around and try to win games.
Well, you got one more year left of him at cheap, like $13 million, but it's going to be really weird if you got a dead man walking next year. So we'll see if they do anything in the offseason. But you got one more year of Geno if you want him.
I do have the odds on Daniel Jones' next team. He is now officially a free agent, guys.
It's shockingly no one claimed him off waivers.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan.